I know we're pressed for time, but if I may, I have to ask this question.
Yes.
It is, you can get an AK-47 or AR-15 on the streets for $250. I've seen these weapons. These weapons are just as easy to purchase as you can go to the local confectionery and get a bag of chips and some nowadays. And I recognize there's a difference in outstate in rural Missouri and St. Louis City. I don't think we need another gun in St. Louis City. I don't think we need another gun. So what can Congressman Clay, because I think I pretty much understand where you are on it. This is one of those places where Eric and I sort of, well, we're just going to bump heads here.
Yes.
But if you want to help me do what I'm doing, help me get these guns off the streets. There's no, you don't need a military grade weapon. And you know what an AR-15 can do. And for those of you who don't, once that bullet hits you, it starts spinning and it just starts tearing stuff up. It's a terrible thing to be shot at. There was a young man, we were out one night, his last name is Johnson, was shot with one of those things right up on Enright and Auburn. Shot down, died that night. I stayed out all night long and worked with his father to make sure no one retaliated. So is there some common ground there, Eric, that I get hunting, I get all that stuff. I spent a lot of time in North Carolina, I get that. But we don't need another. Those guns, they just, I don't know how they get in here. I have an idea, because some of the young folk tell me, and it's pretty easy. What could you guys do to help us keep some of these guns out of the hands of these young people?
Well, I think, Reverend McCoy, I think you put your finger right on it. When you said that you heard from a lot of these young men where these guns are coming from. Right? One of the things that we have to do is to create better relationships between people in the city of St. Louis and the police force. Right? We're willing to work with them but to make sure that we're taking illegal weapons off of the streets. And right now,
I don't think the problem is the individuals. I think the problem is whoever's manufacturing these guns, who's ever delivering these guns, and I don't know where they're getting these guns from. They're pawn shops that sell these guns. And I think it's a bigger problem somewhere, wherever that top is, somewhere at the top.
I would say to you what I've learned when we look at the governors, the mayors, and the community leaders who've been able to turn violence around in their communities, it actually starts by doing what we're doing tonight. It starts by people going out on the streets building relationships. In order to create peace in any neighborhood, we have to understand what's going on. People have to know, but they have to be able to care for kids and work with kids. And when you look at the cities that have been most successful at reducing violence, what's happened is that they brought the community together. There are a lot of cities like Chicago, like Washington, D.C., right, where they have tremendous number of laws, right, about guns, and violence continues to spin out of control. But when you have communities where people are willing to come together, step forward, and make sure that kids have opportunities, when there's quality education, when there's quality job opportunities, when men and women who are coming out of prison have a way to actually integrate successfully into society, that's where you see, and again, I like evidence, I like looking at what works, that's where you see violence is reduced and lives are saved. And I am standing with you here tonight because I want to see violence reduced and I want to see that our lives are saved.
Well, just for your information, if these semi-automatic weapons were not in the streets, homicides would be cut in half almost overnight. I mean, there's a real problem with these guns, even with and access to these weapons being in the city. It's a real problem. It may not be in outstate Missouri, but it's a real problem. And maybe it doesn't have to do anything with regulation. But somebody's bringing these guns into our community. We know that these young men are not, they're sharp, but they're not smart enough to go in their basements and make guns. And so this is military-grade weaponry that just does, that should be in Afghanistan or somewhere in the Persian Gulf, but they really should not be in North St. Louis. And we have to figure out a way to, if we can get rid of these guns and without tampering with any legislation that somebody's so sensitive about, if I had my way, we would just get rid of all guns, period. But that's not realistic. But most of the people who are shot and killed in this city, they're shot with some military grade or a semi-automatic weapon. Overwhelmingly, nobody's shooting anybody with a 38 snub nose. Or nobody's stabbing anybody. These are semi-automatic military grade weapons. And it's a real big problem.